Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Bahamas, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 24th of August, 2021, and you are On the Clock with Erin Green. On the Clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the Clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And we are going to start the show with a brief message about the Employment Incentive Program. The businesses who are tax compliant are eligible to participate in the government's Employment Incentive Program and can receive up to $400 per week in tax credit for up to 10 new full-time employees. Visit atlas.revenue.gov.bs to apply. This offer is valid until December 31st, 2021. And this message is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. Well, good yawning this morning to everybody, except for the people who started this thing called the Crate Challenge in the Bahamas. I know y'all know what I'm talking about, but for y'all, for those of you who can pretend like you don't, some youngish people have started mimicking or copying one of these social challenges from the United States of America. And I am here today to tell you, stop it. I'm going to speak on behalf of the Commissioner of Police and say it is against the law to do the type of foolishness that can land you in PMH when you know PMH is full to capacity. So the crate challenge is where people get the same soda crates that teachers use to create storage spaces for their students in their classroom, right? That businesses use to store goods to sell to customers, them same useful, recyclable, we call them upcycle. That's where you take it and you do something different with it, right? People are taking those and creating pyramids and challenging other people to walk from one side up the crates and down the other side. And I am here to tell you today, Bahamians, that the devil is a liar. They don't do this foolishness. This is not the challenge for us. We have right now a stay out of PMH challenge. That's what we doing. We doing the reduce your chance of injuring yourself challenge right now. We doing the we stop at red lights and stop signs challenge because we don't want to be responsible for anybody having to go to a healthcare facility at this time. See, when all of your medical professionals come into your media, your radio, your social media, your television every day begging you to moderate your behavior, to consider the limited capacity of the healthcare system to serve you. Look here, my niece, I tell my niece she can't even run fast down the hill during this time because we don't want to risk. I don't want to tumble and break her ankle or one of these cars that like to speed through walking communities. In fact, the last year has been nothing for her but lessons in how we cannot be stunt women. We cannot be daring and challenge every coconut tree to see how fast we could get up it. We've had to spend a year moderating our behavior as adults in the family and showing the children why it's important to moderate theirs. They say, as a wise Bahamian said yesterday, because I teef it from somebody, y'all doing this great challenge like PMH ain't full to capacity. So when I talk about the individual and collective dis needed for us to get through the next 4 weeks with minimal loss of life, and so that we could return to sort of normality with as little disruption as possible. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about encouraging and compelling Bahamians to moderate their behavior. It's the only way we're going to be able to do it. This is going to take every single person practicing spatial awareness. And that is looking around you and looking at yourself and asking yourself, how much space do I take up that I can't take care of on my own? Right? How do I minimize what I am taking from society and make sure that I'm giving back more than I'm taking? I want to say this thing too, because you got to break it down, right? You see that crate challenge? You have to spend a lot of energy to set that up, you know, to go find the crates. Like I say, these crates are valuable in our society. They don't just be laying around. Even if you see them on the side of the road, dusty, somebody using that for something. So it takes a whole lot of energy just to find the crates and then to set it up. And then I want to ask, who filming the challenge? Who is the person with the camera that decided to watch a drunk person or intoxicated person try to do that? See, me, I can tell you right now, I was calling somebody. You can call the police and snitch on them, but I was calling somebody, Grammy, or somebody badhead auntie that like to slap you in the back of your head. Somebody who's coming to control that situation. And who is allowing intoxicated people to do risky things like this in their presence? So it's encouraging this type of behavior. It just don't make any sense. But I can be honest with you, a lot of things that have been happening recently don't make any sense. I didn't get into it, I think, sufficiently yesterday. These campaign posters and boards, right? Listen, that just makes no sense. And you can why people are upset about it to the point where they are prepared to remove the banners and the postcards. Impress again to the PLP and the FNM that I hope you see. I hope you hear what the people are telling you. They don't like it. They telling you they ain't voting for no poster. They telling you you don't have sufficient information on those cards to convey any type of sensible message to them. They expected and they continue to expect politics and the way we do politics in this country to change. And I hope you guys are paying attention to that message. I really hope you are paying attention. Anyway, it's time to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to bring in my guest today, Mr. Independent Thinker, Marlon Johnson. And I want you all to know, this is the first person I wanted to talk to from the Prime Minister announced it's election time. And in fact, they talk to this boy before they go into the booth this year. Because he got plenty political knowledge and history for you. Anyway, we're going to a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into this show. So stay tuned to 96.9 FM Guardian Radio.
What you're hearing on the show, station, sponsor on clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor on the clock. We discuss and you decide.
Hello, I'm Jermaine Kemp, a patient care assistant at Sunland Rehabilitation Center. I am one of many standing proudly on the front line of healthcare during the global COVID-19 pandemic, and I am vaccinated. I made a decision to get the AstraZeneca vaccine after attending information session to learn more about it. I felt it was important to ensure that I did not spread the COVID-19 to my family, friends, and most importantly, my patients. My patients depend on their care, and I consider it a privilege. I invite you to join me in keeping our clients, colleagues, and community safe by choosing to be vaccinated. We can do this, Bahamas. Together, we can beat COVID-19 one time.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock that's up for two. The count depends on you. So tell Tita, go tell below. Mark it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin. I headed into the break by letting y'all know this is the boy y'all supposed to talk to. And I can tell you why right now. This boy has a tremendous political, what they call that, a bibliography in his brain. He have the history and the facts stored up, right? And he brings them to the discussion. And this is important because a couple things. We have a problem. One of our biggest problems as an electorate and as a people generally is our inability to sustain, to hold a clear and coherent, right? A clear, sound, collective conversation about the issues that affect us most. And we tend to let the political class or the political voice control every conversation that we're trying to have. And what I find as a young Bahamian, talking to this gentleman here, right, and all of the sort of political conversations I've witnessed on social media and been a part of, this gentleman has a way of bringing the facts to the discussion and things that, I could be honest with you, a young'un like me Now, when I say a youngin' like me, there's not much age difference between us, but I'm 45.
I'm 46.
I don't believe that. But this is what I mean. See, my Grammy Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me off the side porch on East Street. And so I talk about like a youngin', that there's I have a lack of exposure to a level of politics or a part of politics, right, that you are rooted and grounded in. And so the first time I engage you, I found it like refreshing, because what you said aligned with the other things that I knew, but also you did it in a nonpartisan way. Mm-hmm. You did it in a way that made me feel comfortable that you weren't pulling up facts that you felt supported your party's agenda, mm-hmm. or your nostalgic, your need for comfort and nostalgia, right? Mm-hmm. And so, as I say to people, if you're looking to distinguish something, if you want to make sense of something you heard, or something you got a little read a little piece here, or find a little piece here, and this is a gentleman that you should find and reference. Now that we have our introduction, tell the people who you are and where they could find you.
Good morning, Guardian Radio listening audience. My name is Marlon Johnson. I'm independent, also known as Independent Tingle. I'm a fellow who love politics, and I try every day to be honest and transparent and the politics I speak. I always promise and state that I will never lie on the PLP. I will never lie on the FNM. I will never lie on the DNA. I have voted for the three of them over a period of time. My first vote was in 1997. I voted for the FNM. In 2002, I voted for Mother Pratt, PLP. In 2007, I voted for Mother Pratt, PLP. 2012, I voted for the DNA. 2017, I voted for the DNA. I never hide my political, because in this country, we as a people need to be honest at what we do. And, you know, this is our country. You know, if you choose to take a side of the political, that's up to you. Just for whatever reason, that's yours. You know, that isn't the end of the world. So that's me.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I want to introduce you as I go through the text, right? Because mm-hmm. you can respond to some of these texts, too. Yeah. You can't just leave me with all of them. And if you want to join the conversation, you could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you can text us at 422-4796. That's 422-GR96. And the Guardian Radio text line is powered by BTC. So I got this text here that says, Ms. Green, a new day, FNM, FNM, too straight, FNM. So the first question is, who do you think win in the next election?
I'll say it like this. The FNM have the election to lose. The PLP has the election to win.
Right.
That's the most simplest way to say it. Why? I noticed that the PLP are coming back to the Bahamian people and asking for an opportunity to run the country again mm-hmm. for another 5 years. But what is so astonishing is that why isn't the PLP, if they did a good job in the last 5 years, I'm going back to Sir Lyndon or 2002 or 2000, mm-hmm. I'm going back just from the recent, because majority of the persons who might, if the PLP would have won the election, who will be in the cabinet will be those who has experience. Mm-hmm. And some of them who was a part of the last administration from 2012 to 2017 are running, like Obie Wilscombe, Benassana Martin, Philip Brave Davis, Fred Mitchell, and so on, Alfred Sears. And so how is it that they are asking the Bahamian people to run again, give them the opportunity, which they have a right to, but they're not running on their record. They're not running on the decisions they made between 2012 and 2017. Why? If they did a good job and deserve a next shot and opportunity, how is it that they're not running on their record? See, the FNM record is here. They need, the FNM have to expose their record, what they did, some decisions they make, whatever is good or bad.
But
PLP.
I can argue with you that while the FNM campaign may be like we running on our record, the individual candidates ain't running on that record. I think the same thing with the PLP. The reason why they're not running on their record is because they don't know what the record is. Like, I only, if I'm a former cabinet minister, I only know what was happening in my ministry, right? Like, that's it. I don't know what the rest of the government was actually doing. And there wasn't any real cohesion in government, right? Like, I think they should be able to, because the truth is, when you look at it, there are actual positive things in the PLP record that we call the 2012 to 2017 administration.
Right.
They did lots of good things. No, they should be able to run on.
Right.
But they don't know it. And if they weren't, right, like, so, like you say, the older guys, mm-hmm. they only know what was happening in their ministry.
I wouldn't wholeheartedly say that. Why? Because mm-hmm. in cabinet,
yeah,
everyone knows everyone's business in cabinet.
Supposed to.
Yeah. They have to discuss. One person don't just run a ministry when it comes to policy decision. It's a policy of a government that's collective.
Right.
Number one. Number two, just for example, like Glenda Santa Martin. I think she did a great job with the negotiation.
For the airspace. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Where the Bahamian people will be able to benefit in the long term, if it's done properly and transparently, the country as a whole could benefit.
Yeah.
I think it was a good thing by Glenda Santa Martin.
Yeah.
What happened to, I think it's a good thing what she did with the license and the vehicle, where you just don't buy a plate every year. The plate stays with you.
Right.
They give you a certificate of title for the car. I think that's a good thing she was under her transport.
Right.
Okay. Obi Wilscombe, he had tourism for 10 years, back to back.
Yeah.
He had it in 2000 to 2007, 2012 to 2017. How is it that he isn't out there in the media putting out the things he did as a cabinet minister for 10 years for tourism that the Bahamians could say, as a result of these policies and decisions that were made by his administration under his leadership of being the minister of tourism, we benefiting now. We are reaping the rewards in tourism as a result. Right? Mm-hmm. How is it?
I can tell you.
That isn't happening.
I agree with you.
And that's only two of yours.
Right. From my personal experience and then being an advocate in the social justice side, right? The RISE program was one of those initiatives that the PLP could rely on in campaigning to say, look here, this is something that we did. The project, the model, the pilot worked. Right, and we get documentation to show that. I have a feeling that it's about, well, for me, the reason that they don't do that is because of how they see themselves and the role that they play in governance. I almost think that some of them feel, or at least the political culture, suggests that they don't have to prove to us. Like, they don't really have to prove to us what it is that they did, because you're absolutely right. And in fact, if I was running any one of them, if I was on any one of their campaign teams, that's what I would be focused on, right? I think it's that they don't see themselves as having to prove to us that they did their job. I don't know.
One would say it's an habitual contempt.
Right.
Right, that they feel, based on what you say, that they feel that they don't have to tell you that. Why a political organization is as experienced as a PLP getting away with this is because this narrative in this country, it's like either PLP or FNM, and you go back in history will show that former leaders of both of those parties go on the stage and will campaign for the other party that either will PLP or FNM.
Yeah.
And they push this narrative. And that's why the CDR had a hard time establishing, but which is fair game.
Right, right.
And the DNA had a hard time. The BDM, all these other forces had a hard time because it appears that the PLP and the FNM, they gain third parties, third forces, which is their right, but then they create a narrative that, hey, it's between PLP and FNM.
Right.
If it ain't the PLP time, it's the FNM time. If it ain't the FNM time, it's the PLP time.
Right.
Which is unfair, and the Bahamian people lose in the middle.
Right. It's fair to gang them, right? Like, it's fair to create a strategy to beat them. It's unfair to be dishonest. It's unfair to not tell the truth. Right? That's the unfair part. It's unfair to suggest that it is and can only be a two-party system. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but history has shown that 3, 4, 5 parties is better for the Bahamian people. They win. It's happening inside London, England right now. There are about 3 or 4 parties in the House of Commons in London. Mm-hmm. There are 3 or 4 parties in Israel, House of Representatives, right now.
Yeah.
That makes up the government. So when you push this narrative that it's only PLP or FNM, you're only creating a business chain between two places. They don't lose. They have the Bahamian people in the box.
Absolutely. Let's get to the Arlington. Let's get to this caller, and then we can get through some more of those texts. I just wanted that text. The text has called me every day, and I wanted him to know that I have real conversation for him when he sent me that text.
Okay.
Because it ain't as simple as two straight.
Right,
it ain't been too straight in a long time. Yeah. And I hope the Bahamian people understand what that means.
Right.
One of the things it means is that the Bahamian voters are not focused on voting people in. They voting you out. Right. And you have to prove that you can stay for 2 terms. Right? That's how it shifted. You may prove you could be here for 2 terms.
Right.
Not that we have to find a reason to kick you out.
Right.
Arlington, we go to that first caller. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Marlon, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
It's been 4 years.
Yeah, I'm back. Thursday night, 17.
You get to hear your grand laugh.
Go ahead.
Now, let's go back now. If Christie did Billet Bridge and step aside, PLP would have won.
Say that again?
The PLP don't let people laugh. If Christie did Billet Bridge and go home, they might have won.
That's a good justification. That's reasonable.
We don't like liars. Don't look at the camera and lie to us that this is your last time you're building the bridge and you're going to run again. We didn't even buy that. We were tired of Tampa like a tyrant. Like he's the king. So we said, we'll give Christie another 5 years. That's the goal. He was there for 50 years. We get rid of him totally. And now, let's get back to what I feel like happened this time. Just for chat, what if a fact? Minutes gone to the House Assembly, right? The American embassy was holding that vaccine for months for us. They thought minutes will have the election next year. Soon as minutes go on until he got extended to November the 13th, they released the vaccine.
Okay, let's pause it right there. We don't know that.
But that's my belief. It's my belief. Why are they?
Yeah, but your belief when you're bringing it public, shouldn't
yeah.
No, that's why they did the cruise now on him. Okay, you are resending this vaccine, which can expire. Now you partying and doing all this thing, it's wrong timing.
I got you, but don't mind them. Let's pause on that. I got some more texts I got to get to.
Anyhow, Marlon.
Okay.
Welcome back. Be fair. Be right.
Yeah.
It's like a sitting break. Minutes can't do no quick Q&A. Minutes can't talk to the press. He can't talk to us. You think he's a good prime minister? Do you think so?
By you saying that, are you satisfied with the handling of the pandemic so far? Are you satisfied with the handling of the pandemic?
We don't have time for that answer. We know he ain't satisfied.
I like a prime minister. He takes charge.
I got
you. He's the CEO. Imagine Mark Zuckerberg can't go to Congress and talk.
I got you. Oh, no, babe. Pause. You don't like to pause. Pause. Hold on. What you mean, imagine Zuckerberg go to the Congress and can't talk? Congress more powerful than Zuckerberg, you know.
I don't know if you think what's
more important, dollars or cents.
That's his job. The first 4 angry senators, 40 angry senators, all of them, and he can't lie.
Yeah. Yeah, don't. Man, you make me and your boy happy.
No, but he made a statement. He made a statement about the vaccine, this and that. See, we being distracted, you know. Listen, the United States of America has just issued a travel advisory.
Right.
Majority of the tourists that comes in this country, right, are from America, right? And they're telling their citizens that the Bahamas has a huge surge.
Uh-huh.
That we had left at tier four.
Yeah.
We gone from three to four now.
Uh-huh.
And you worrying about Zuckerberg and you worrying about Menace. We got to, listen, we as a country right now need to focus on diversification, trying to create two or three different pillars, never mind the magnitude of the size, to ride this wave along with yeah. tourism, because we as a people being suffering for too long, being taken advantage with this tourism, this fragile industry. We got to start trying to find something
right.
that we can try to create foreign exchange to keep this country going. Tourism pool, the danger of it, you know, during, from last year, March 20,
yeah.
28th to about April or May this year, not one tourist on Bay Street. Not one tourist on Bay Street. Why this country have to find $75 million a month and salary for the 20,000 Bahamian workers?
Yeah.
They have to find $1 billion for this budget period for interest payment and $600 million on principal payment. That's $1.6 billion right now. You have to find, and $70 million a month for salary, and you run your way with Zuckerberg,
yeah.
and the U.S. is issuing travel advisory to its citizens, which shares the biggest portion of our tourism product. We need to start talking diversification, creating industries to go along with tourism, so that when you have a pandemic, when you have a 9/11, when you have a time in this country where money is exchange is not happening, listen, there's plenty bigger issues we need to deal with in this country. And people don't understand the magnitude. Listen, this election call, being called on the 16th of September, plenty of persons don't understand. This is a must election. It ain't nothing to do with the speaker. It ain't nothing, in my personal view, it ain't nothing to do with the speaker. It's some, he's a sideshow, right? He's creating some attention for himself. But I believe taxes have to rise. The government hold the line, you know. No, not one portion of the public sector has been fired.
Yeah.
Standard & Poor's and IMF want the government cut the staff from 20,000 to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to fire or let go some people in the public service.
Yeah.
But the government hold the line. You know what that mean?
Yeah.
That $75 million a month they have to find to keep these people paid while you could only work it 2 days or 3 days of the week. They're working from home. They're hardly working because of the COVID, because of the danger of not caused by the FNM, not caused by the PLP, but it's a reality of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the government had to keep on borrowing. They have to raise taxes. We have to create new industries. We need people who are not going to sit in tourism. From 2002 to 2007, from 2012 to 2017, and we're still using tourism as our only industry. We need diversification. So when it was asked by the reporter on the steps of the Churchill Building in 2008
uh-huh.
to the former Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, that we need, is this a good time that we create diversification? And he said, diversification what? I think that was a bad statement. The reporter said didn't attack him on it, and we didn't follow through, and now we still stuck with tourism
mm-hmm.
that was created from 1967, and we still holding tourism as our number one industry. Years later, politicians go in the House Assembly, they don't pass no laws
mm-hmm.
that show us that we need to diversify, create new industries to have exchange happen in this country.
Absolutely. I'm sorry about that caller. Call me right back. Another text here. Great show as usual. I still don't understand how come parents paying the same amount of money for school fee for doing virtual classes, these private schools are pimping the parents. Great show as usual. I think Red Lobster is not allowing anyone to have a franchise outside of the USA. Okay. Great show as usual. Question, do you think the DNA party has become numb and immune to losing? I ask this question because they know full well they won't win, but yet they don't mind losing their deposit. Also, the PLP party theme is it's a new day. That sounds like the same thing Christopher Columbus told the Arab.
Tell that text writer for the DNA. Help and hope for the DNA is on its way after the general election.
Absolutely. another text. I'm coming to you in a second. Call another text. And by the way, the PLP or the FNM going to win the next election? Good morning, Miss Green. Your guest is only on the show to talk bad about the PLP. He's campaigning for the FNM, but he has forgotten that is the FNM is now the government. Your worst guess ever.
Yeah, but listen to this before you even get it.
Yeah.
I said, Glenn Asana Martin did a great job I said that.
Yeah.
I said she did a good thing to negotiate. You see that?
Absolutely.
You see how Bayman
is? In fact,
just want to say that.
Right. In fact, you spend the first 5 minutes giving the PLP the best campaign tips ever. Right? The only other campaign tip that will help the PLP or the FNM, right, is that when you get into government, you learn how to say, I was not aware. I'm sorry we didn't pay enough attention to this. I'm sorry we're working on it right away. That's the only other campaign tip these by them need. You won't be in government, learn how to say I'm sorry.
But then I can say I'm sorry. I can give you a statement that was made in 2017 when the PLP lost the general election from the Honorable Fred Audley Mitchell. He said that he's going to bring in, if my mind serves me correctly, he said that he's going to bring in a Jamaican company to tell them why they lost. I tell them, go to the Bahamian people, my advice is go to the Bahamian people and find out why they didn't vote for you.
Well, I can tell you why they lost right now, but I got a caller on the line, calling you on the clock.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
I listen to you for your hearty.
Good, thank
it's
you.
The independent thinker.
Yes, ma'am.
So, one Bahamas development plan endorsed by the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram was sabotaged by you know who? Please investigate that, and then we can diversify, because development is most important, because we do not still have fire engines and every other necessity that is every needed machinery on each every key and island. Do not try to demean Hubert Alexander Ingram ever.
No, I hear you, Ms. Johnson, but I can tell you this.
Thank you.
I am the meaning the Prime Minister. Your decision is who build your characterization. If you make a decision to do something, and you said that live on TV, that you don't think the voice of a fight for education is good for this country, that's what you said. You ain't no child. You ain't doing nobody no favor.
But and that's the least of things that.
And he said what he said.
Right, and that's the least of things that'll demean Ingram. I just want to know if y'all understand that it is apparently this boy have a confidential informant number, 1622. And I only say apparently because the people who gave it to him ain't tell it to me directly. Right? And so. I mean, there's a, like, and see the point that she made, though, I'm trying to figure out you should be upset at Ingram, too, that there are islands with no fire engine, right? Like, this is what I want to know, how is there a candidate that who has joined up with the PLP and the FNM and has not made them answer why is there not working fire trucks on every family island?
But you see, Ms. Green, I can tell you this. See that caller just now?
Watch this.
I say some things there and she'll remember. I'll juggle her memory. The sale of 51% of Patelco was $204 million or $206 million, $210 million thereabout. They never give you the correct factor. 51% to Cable and Wireless.
Yeah.
The recent justification of the former Prime Minister, Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, to sell 51% was to build a hospital. So we need a new hospital. The hospital was never built. What I'm saying is these people use these little simple, petty excuses to try justify bad and dumb decisions that this country have to live with. And then, you know, Patelco was sold for billions of dollars to 51% to another company. When he was only $204 million, then the Bahamian people end up inheriting the pension responsibility of the Patelco workers. The Treasury is responsible for that now. And money was left in the accounts for Patelco after all of the money that they put to pay. I mean, all these decisions made. And then you come in to defend, because I quoted a statement that was made by the former Prime Minister that diversification when I asked on the Churchill building step, and then she attacking me, saying, I demeaning the Prime
Minister.
Gotta be joking.
And let me tell you why this conversation is important. And I got to bring this boy back on again. We have to sustain this conversation. We need an institute. We need a space where all we do is have these conversations here, right? Because as long as we allow politicians and their operatives and agents to control the political narrative, right?
100% correct.
Then you will have no idea where you are and what you're doing with your own vote. You, and that's where we That's where we live in right now. You see that Batelco thing? I sitting here, it's, hold on, did you say that the Prime Minister Ingram promised, well, indicated that the money from the sale is going to build a hospital?
Even at the location. The location, if my mind serves me correctly, is right down there on Thompson Boulevard next to the Paul Atlee building. That's where the new hospital is supposed to go. And all, I mean, I was on base.
Supposed to go, hold on, supposed to go.
Built.
Or supposed to
be
go.
Built, no. Be built.
Yeah.
New hospital. And he was correct. So plenty of person buy into that justification. Although they didn't want to sell a BDC, they say, well, okay, we build a new hospital, Princess Margaret Hospital is arcade, it's old,
yeah.
You know, it's outlived its usefulness. So people felt that it was a reasonable justification of selling 51%,
right.
Although people didn't want it sold.
Right.
But people say, okay, instead of building a new hospital, and I can live with it.
Right.
But the hospital's still in there. Right? And she's right. She's attacking me, saying, demeaning him. They mean, I will never do that.
Listen, I can...
I can expose the decisions.
I got 7 minutes left, right? And I got to read all these texts.
Go ahead.
But the thing I want to know, I mean, the thing I think we need to put a pin on is the Immovable Properties Act.
One of the most dangerous decisions this country has ever experienced.
And with that, now, before that, a foreigner couldn't buy land. They could only lease it, right?
Well, it's not... Well, if you go through the details, it's similar, it's somewhat what you're saying, yeah. But it's not exactly. Foreigners could have buy land, but it had to be approved by cabinet. It had to, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
Some intricate steps had to be in, and standards had to be in that kept. But when he created the International Land Person Holding Act and repealed the Rural Property Act,
right.
It's when it's almost like a free for all for foreigners,
right.
In this country. They could buy the land, separate it, don't build it, don't build nothing on it, and that's leave it. But Selinden Pillen had it totally different. So Lyndon Pillen had it where, man, you get it for 49 years or 99 years, and after it, go back to the crown.
Right.
But he has changed that.
Right.
Foreigners couldn't get land if they weren't building a building more than three story.
Now, let me tell you all, let me tell you all how this affects people and what we do. So I'm an advocate, and I was at a meeting, right, in one of the Caribbean islands, and we had a little excursion. And not, it's not traditionally, but one of the funders decided he's going to join us, the participants in the meeting, on a little excursion, right? Mm-hmm. So we're sitting in the bus, and we're talking, we cracking joke, but political joking, saying, like, it's a heavy joke. So this guy from the Netherlands, you know, says to me, and I think he's trying to crack a joke on me, right? And he says to me, he says, I see the Bahamas is selling all of its islands, you know, selling all your islands. So I say, yeah. I say, no thing. You know, you can't take an island with you when you leave. So buy it. You want to buy it? Buy it. You can't take it with you when you go home.
That's where they get
right?
off it.
So this guy says to me, he says, you know, I don't, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? So I said, what I'm saying is, you buy the island. If you don't like what's happening here in my country, you're free to go home. See if you could pack the island in your bag and take it with you.
But that's now, where they win.
Right. So listen, so the gentleman says to me, but the international law and standing in the international community, what how are you going to feel? And I explained to him, I said, sir, we are at an LGBT conference examining the ways that black and brown bodies have been used, right? Have been used to further somebody else's agenda. And you telling me that you're not prepared to talk about how the land that belongs to black and brown bodies are used to further other people's agendas. Like, he tried to crack a real big joke on me, right? Because he knows that I come from a country where foreigners could come in and buy the land and do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, but he's being corrected. He's being correct, you know.
I know.
Hey, land, islands were being sold. Pieces are being sold. But I'll tell you this.
But I had to let him know, you can't crack joke on me as if I'm not aware of what's happening in my own country, and as if that's not a part of the fuel that fires my energy as an advocate.
Because the narrative what he said is correct.
Yes.
See, when you said to him that he cannot carry the land with him, you are correct, but that's a literal term. The problem is this. When they purchase the land and they're not being used, right? Mm-hmm. It's no use to the Bahamian people. We're not benefiting as a people. We're not benefiting as a people.
Right.
Well, you go back to the decision that one of the administration did. 10,000 acres of the I Group, the PLB did, right? They could sell the land to another foreigner, right?
Right.
Who don't have to use the land?
Right.
There's no enforce law.
While people in Meguan have to sit there and watch the land, all they could do is watch it.
All right.
And so and the point I'm ultimately making is, right, as a young voter in this country, you can't sit here and tell me the PLP is wasting the FNM and the FNM is wasting the PLP and Ingram, and how you talking bad about the PLP and you ain't talking bad about Ingram. We could talk about the PLP all we want, but repealing that Removable Properties Act?
Listen, and I can tell you this. When you talk about the Removable Property Act, the PLP pulled a good show during the Removable Property Act. They voted no. Mm-hmm. I want history to say that. And they campaigned against it. And they hold a press conference. But when they win in 2002, the PLP ain't changed it. So, see, listen, if you're serious with the things you're doing, you will correct it. Absolutely. If it's a problem, you'll correct it.
All right. Independent think I got to read these texts. I want to apologize to my audience today. Another text says, it's FNM, nothing, FNM, FNM, always. The international community feels that coalition governments are unstable, and if there becomes a situation where there isn't one who can command the majority, the GG will step in on behalf of the rules of engagement.
Talking fool.
England and the Queen.
Talking nonsense.
There are scenarios where we haven't yet contemplated. I don't care what the international...
That's nonsense. That person who's saying that, they're only saying that because they don't win if the PLP... See, if you in business partner with the PLP, or you in business partner with the FNM, you don't win if a third party, third party win. You lose. That's why they don't want that chain to broke.
Absolutely. Another text. Hi. Great advice. The Ministry of Social Services need to send you a check for that advice. It is so true. The Great Challenge is nothing but the wickedness of the wicked. There is a flaw in the campaign paraphernalia. It doesn't indicate on the poster for me to...
no plan.
Right. This is in reference to the text. The point I made about there not being sufficient information.
No plan. What's your view? What's your stance on this?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Another text says, it is amazing to hear your guest say it is time for us to find a new tier of income. He was the very one condemning Mr. Christie when he regulated the number business.
Not me.
And introduced Carnival.
Not me.
I don't think it was him. And the critique, there's a very nuanced critique of what happened in the number business. You say regulate. Everybody else said legalize.
Right.
I want you all to understand. and we still need to delve into that one. Morning, the Bahamas is rich. It's the people that are poor. What happens to our natural resources to pay our debts? Another text here, no subject. I'm sorry, text number 4896. It was too large to come through. The PLP in 2012 did a far better job than the FNM in 2017. Would the Prime Minister do for us? Another text. The ERC, that's the Economic Recovery Committee, said manufacturing is part of the sustainable goal, but the Development Bank is declining loans to people that are already in this sector. That's something to look into.
Right, you can look into that. That's a reasonable...
Aaron, tell Marlon the U.S. put their advisory because they sent all the vaccine for minutes to deal with COVID, but instead he called election for partying.
Man, people are being vaccinated, so they're talking food.
Right.
Don't get vaccinated if you ain't vaccinated.
And I don't think that the U.S. is going to engage in our politics like that.
No.
I mean, the one thing is true is that the hospital is at capacity.
See, one thing with America, America don't have friends. America have allies, eh?
Yeah.
That's what they need to understand. And tourism being, as history has shown, that advisory does more harm to the Bahamas than good. Why? Because tourism is our only industry. But the less tourists come, the harder it is for hotels to stay open, Bahamians to stay waking. We are in this position now. We need to slowly wake ourselves out.
Absolutely. Marlon Johnson, independent thinkers, thank you so much. I can bring you back in as we get closer to the election so we could do a snapshot of what we see.
Just call me and I'm ready.
I want to do
politics is what I live.
I want to do an on-the-clock, off-the-clock show with you going into the election because there's so much that needs to be interrogated and intersected. I want to thank all of my texters. Thank you for holding on. I want to thank the callers, even the ones I couldn't get to this morning. Thank you for joining the show. And thank you, independent thinker. Keep doing what you're doing and tell the people what time it is.
What time is Bahamian time?
No, it ain't now. It's right now. Have a great day, Bahamas. You guys sign off the show, man. Sign off the show. Tell them the time is not now.
Not now.
Right now. Time to get involved, Bahamians. Stay tuned for Levon Miller and Unleash. He's up next. Have a great day.